At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, normally final hour here of the firm of Harris and Meringue. If you're joining us for the first time, thanks for stopping by. This is Portland sports leader, the Fan Sports Network. I'm Patrick, Danny Meringue to my left. Adding an extra hour of bonus coverage today, so you will miss out on Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. Most likely be back tomorrow, but that'll take you right into Luke Anderson, who has the Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3. And then it's primetime from 3 to 7. It'll be interesting to hear what those guys have to say as we're continuing to follow this story. We thought it would best serve you listeners out there and give you a ton of credit for sticking with us all day and give you as much live local content on this story as it continues to develop. Before we get into some more stuff, I do want to kind of reset and throw some really big shout outs to some people working really hard behind the scenes, to Josh and Dan, our IT and engineer, to Jeff Rust and Jason Swigard, who have been countlessly clipping audio and following things and moving stuff around and being the hard players there. We appreciate all of that. Dusty Hera, who the Fan Man is working his patoot off right now, doing as much he can. And then a big shout out to Andy Johnson and Brandon Sprague for carrying the morning load for 4 hours and setting us up, setting this show up as they do every single day in a great spot with you listeners out there in the greater Portland area. Chauncey Billups was arrested this morning by the FBI for accusations being involved in a gambling situation. And I'd like to play some audio for you from this morning. This is the FBI press conference from FBI Director Kash Patel on the rigged poker arrangement involving Chauncey Billups.
Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case. Beginning as early as 2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes, who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
That was, the U.S. attorney at Kash Patel's FBI press conference today about Chauncey Billups. And then here is him explaining how the rigged poker was set up.
What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback.
So that's U.S. Attorney kind of explaining how this all went down. And
it's Ocean's 11, man.
It kind of is. And it,
what was it that they got a hold of the dice and they put metal in them? Mm-hmm. Was it the lighters that they had that would flip the dice over and over again?
That's crazy.
Was that Ocean's 12, I think is what it was?
Somebody 13? Wants to know, where do you get this stuff? It's like, dude, the black market is...
Silk Road, baby!
You can buy a submarine on the black market.
Yeah, yeah. Dark web's out there.
You can buy humans on the dark web.
Yeah, it's...
As terrible as that is.
This is some of the seedier underbelly stuff that kind of comes with all of this, and I'm not looking forward to what comes out of the federal court hearing, because... And all the things will be read out, and it's going to be like, what?
Yeah, to this this texter's point, 503-864-6326, or join us on the YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/1051thefan. It sounds like you're making all this stuff up. The news is insane.
Oh, no, it's a Mad Lib.
It was wild. I woke up in a NyQuil daze at 5:30 mm-hmm. this morning, was like, oh, man.
You're having your flu game.
Yeah, dude, I had to be in today. Had to be in
you
today.
Were almost like, maybe not today.
I wasn't going to come in today. But we're sitting here because this situation ripples too far. You know, we just got done talking about a lot of really cool things that happened in the game last mm-hmm. night. Boy, Jeremy Grant or Shaedon Sharpe starting doesn't seem very important right now, does it?
No. The conversation we haven't really had yet, is this the craziest sports story that ever hit the city? And I think it is.
I think it is, too.
It's either this or Tonya Harding. Those are your two things.
I think it is because Tonya Harding, while from the area, wasn't here when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, to where Chaunce is here right now.
No, as somebody who lived blocks away from mm-hmm. the apartment complex where all of the stuff went down, she was here when it happened.
No, I mean, like everything going down.
Right.
And being a part, like, he's actively here doing the thing.
Gotcha. But like, I remember all the news vans and stuff directly Jameson Road.
I remember.
From the Valley Plaza in Beaverton.
We were Beaverton guys, man. Yeah. Like, that was in our backyard. It's crazy as that
like
is.
Like, it literally was almost in my backyard.
But, again, selfishly, I keep going back to, I was literally feet away from him last night asking him questions. So when I saw this morning, it was just like, what the hell?
And that's what we're going to pivot to. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, let's get into who knew what and how you get to know what. We've got some audio that was dug up today on the interwebs, because nothing ever gets lost on the interwebs, about a podcast a few years ago.
The internet is forever.
Implicating Chauncey Billups in this very thing, and how we just turn a blind eye to this and not look into it. That's where some of the problems lie. We'll do that next. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's over! We think it's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Shout out to Jeff Russ and our fantastic producer who's been working tirelessly in there to keep this show rolling today, as we will be with you live from 1 to 2 as well, as we continue to follow the story of Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI due to gambling, rigged games, and entrapment of people and laundering money, wire fraud, et cetera, et cetera. The whole thing is wild. And there's a piece of audio that resurfaced from a podcast from Matt Berkey about some sort of rumblings. And it kind of brings the question up of, you know, background checks and doing your due diligence of bringing guys in, and how you hire and how you look at candidates for any job, whether it's, you know, bringing in a free agent or, you know, hiring an HR firm or hiring the next head coach. Look at Oregon State. You know, they got to hire a new football coach right now, and there should be all these things going into play. This is Matt Berkey from the Only Friends podcast that was, when was this, 2 years ago? Danny, is that when we saw this? It resurfaced.
I think was it originally 2019?
2019, yes. Yeah. 2019, and this resurfaced this morning. And this is a story on Chauncey Billups when it comes to card games. It's a little lengthy, so stick with it, but it is golden, golden audio.
This must have been like 5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think, 4 years ago, where there was this game. It started in L.A., and then it came to Vegas for a few days, and it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that, like, I just wasn't going to go play it, but I had some friends who went and played it both in LA and in Vegas, and it obviously, like, was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like, people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just like jamming hundreds of big blinds in with like a gutty and then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. Like,
how is it figured out? Like, it just
I can't remember if this was the game where...
No. Over what? The loudspeaker?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That was Pierce.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still... I mean, it's not like Chauncey and Pierce don't know each other. You know? I feel like it's probably the same crowd overlapping there.
Gotcha.
But maybe not.
I love the throwing in Paul Pierce there at the very end, who... A little checkered past of his own.
Yeah. Look,
you brought this up.
Mm.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Can we connect these dots a little bit? We don't know how connecting these dots are, but Neil O'Shea was the GM in place who hired Chauncey Billups.
Indeed.
His assistant GM was Joe Cronin, correct? Mm-hmm. Chauncey and Neil O'Shea came from what organization prior to the Portland Trailblazers?
The Los Angeles Clippers.
Who was the owner at the time of the Los Angeles Clippers?
Steve Ballmer.
What's going on in LA right now?
Some possible skirting of rules and laws and money and...
Now, I don't know how much of that is related.
I just...
But shade hangs with shade. You know, talking about this, Chauncey Billups and Paul Pierce... Oh, yeah, of course, they hang out with each other. Like, that wasn't a making fun of. That was
Paul Pierce got...
I don't need to talk about it because it's obvious.
Paul Pierce got thrown off of a network because he went live with Ladies of the Night in the background. You know?
Yeah.
Again, like, look, I'm not going to sit here and virtue signal and be like, oh, I'm the best human. I haven't made mistakes and I haven't done this, da 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 da, all those things. But, like, you know, we kind of jokingly talked about Carmelo Anthony on the broadcast of the night. Probably high as a kite.
Without a doubt.
Like,
without a doubt.
The whole McAfee of it all, mm-hmm. of like just being normal. Some of the professionalism being lost. I like things being normal. I mean, I walk in here, I wear sweatpants pretty regularly. Like, I'm just kind of
I'm a
chilling.
Suit and tie kind of guy.
You know, it was funny. Speaking of, you know, it's opening night last night. Casey Holdall, Sean Hyken, Tyrese Smith, Orlando, Joe Freeman. Everybody's got a suit on. I had a button on my shirt at least, right? But, you know, I wore pants, didn't wear shorts. And they weren't even athleisure pants. They had a zipper on them. I was a big boy. Mm-hmm. But I joke, like, look, I'm the radio dirtbag. Look, I was on TV last night. That's why I had a button on my shirt. But, you know, the professionalism of it all is certainly waning. And as you look around the Clippers and you look around at other players, the player empowerment era being nailed to the wall right now by the CBA, it's a very interesting place to be looking at the NBA specifically among the major four.
And I think this is what ties into the conversation we've been having throughout the day and, you know, what Ben Golliver asked us about. I mean, when was the last time we interviewed somebody on this show and they asked us a question? This is what we've been talking about all day of, you know, why does this trickle up to Joe Cronin? As John asks on the YouTube, you know, how do you blame Cronin in the front office? Like, I understand that take that it's like, well, these guys didn't know, but it's back to the Adam Silver thing. Even if you don't know, bro, this is on your watch. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like there's people out there that have receipts and they know some of this stuff is going on. So whether you intentionally or unintentionally, look, I waxed poetically on Wednesday about how much I love Joe Cronin, but it sounds like people knew. It sounds like people had an idea. Maybe not to this extent,
well, it's the,
but people
it's
knew
the
that those card games weren't a cool thing to be a part of.
Well, that part of it, you know, is it one of those things where, hey, somebody's salty about something?
And like, sure.
Unless you know, kind of a deal. But here's the thing. I keep kind of banging this drum. Those card games, they happen everywhere.
Dude, they're happening on a plane right now from somebody leaving a game.
The Warriors are coming here right now. If you don't think that that's happening, you're out of your mind.
I don't know. They might hold that today.
Are you kidding me? They're probably playing in his honor.
Pouring out for CB.
Like, if you think that that these guys, and I'm just talking about the Warriors, that these guys are like, if they care, but they don't.
Boy, would I love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and Draymond Green on an airplane to Portland, Oregon right now.
Yeah. If you don't think...
What are they talking about?
The looking around, like, oh, it couldn't happen to me. Brother, there isn't a team plane that doesn't have gambling going on.
It can absolutely happen.
You're out of your mind.
Now, to this level, probably not. I would hope not.
The stories I have heard about money changing hand on planes, golf courses, dice games, you name it.
This is a state.
Michael Jordan was betting during a game that he was going to give Dan Marley 40.
40 bucks?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with not 40 bucks.
No, but like, it happens all the time.
How many people do you think more people get implicated in this? Like, we don't have any information on that.
Oh, do but I think the, that if they pull
do,
the string, it keeps going?
There are more names that we know locally.
I don't know about locally, but just I think there will be more names eventually.
I think we should hope as media. Well, I mean, I guess for us, whatever happens is good news for us. But I think as Blazer fans continue on this.
God, you hope it stops here.
I think you hope that if there are more names come out, it's just Chauncey involved with the Portland Trail Blazers. Yeah. That's what you hope. Because if it's somebody else in the front office, ownership, oof. And we'll get to some ownership questions in the 1 o'clock hour.
I don't think that is as crazy as it sounds. I don't think that would be as damning as one of the players that matter.
Yeah.
Like an insert player here. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to put project that
but
out
if
there.
If a player were to be involved,
yeah, especially a player of consequence.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, let's slide over to the new head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. That would be former NBA player Tiago Splitter. And we'll kind of chat about the task at hand for him, what he has going in front of him, the impossible task of coaching a basketball game tomorrow night, and can he be the answer long-term for the future of the Portland Trail Blazers? Tiago Splitter's next. But first, we'll toss it over to Rusty with sports.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we'll take a little palate cleanser here. As Lemmy sings the Ace of Spades right now. The Ace of Spades!
Hey, you win some, you lose some.
Should do the radio show like Lemmy does all day. He has his microphone way up there like that. Should do that in his honor. I don't love Motorhead, but boy, I love Lemmy. That guy sounds like that. He's wonderful. We'll take a little palate cleanser from the FBI investigation into Chauncey Billups and kind of look and see what this does for the team at hand. Look, I don't know if I've ever been more excited, nervous, confused about a Blazer game happening than I am about tomorrow my entire life. I have no idea what to expect. I have no idea. Does this get pivoted to ESPN? You know, like, who's in town? To Danny's point earlier in the show, like, who's in town tomorrow?
I feel like that one little GIF meme of the little blonde girl with the ponytail just kind of going, oh.
Do I go out on the streets tonight to grab a drink somewhere and see Baxter Holmes or Pablo Torre, you know? Like,
oh, if you do, sit down and have a drink.
I'm gonna buy him 6 drinks, especially Pablo Torre, and be like, dude, you're one of my first around the horn loves.
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely believe there's going to be quite a few people here for the press conference tomorrow.
But let's take a peek at this coaching situation. Tiago Splitter named the head coach. And we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier about having, you know, how do the players react to this? And I think it was a great call to have Tiago be the guy. As a former player, he's new in the building. Yep. So you assume he is clean of all stuff. And I just love the concept of being a player talking to players. And Chauncey was an ex-player.
Yes, but his relationships were what?
But a lot more removed in the sense that Tiago might be able to relate to them a little. I don't know. No, maybe, I mean, maybe I'm
Chauncey
wrong on
played
that.
Until 2014.
That's true. That's true. Like, Chauncey did.
It's not like he's been out of the league for 20 years.
But I love that Tiago is in charge tonight. I guess the question is Tiago has an impossible task right now. Everything right now, it is not about X's and O's right now. It is about getting guys in the right headspace to go play basketball. What do you, Danny, you're my Blazer insider. You're our Blazer insider here at the Fan Sports Network. Talk to me about Tiago Splitter, because I didn't realize he was even in contention to be the interim coach. Talk to me about Tiago Splitter, what he brings to the club, and can he win this job?
So going back and forth with some folks this morning, it was between Tiago and Nate Bjorkgren. Just that was the working theory. I thought they might go with Nate just because he has the established relationship and the rapport.
And that's
the other side of that coin. Yeah. Of like, if you were going to try to rally guys, here's somebody you know and you've been around a little bit longer who has relationships with guys that can do that. But I've also been told that from a couple of people now that when Tiago took this job, it was if something were to change, he would be a guy that would be in line for a head coaching job. So for those that don't know, Tiago Splitter, after his playing career, has worked as an assistant coach. He's very well regarded. He was the head coach of Paris basketball last year, and I believe they had the third or fourth best offense in the league overseas. That's the same team that Tuomas Iisalo, the current head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, left a year before that Tiago took over. Iisalo had the number one offense. Tiago had the number three and number four. Like, they were very good.
So Tiago is an offensive guy.
He's also thought of as a very good, young, up-and-coming head coach. Young in the sense of, like, experience, right? Patrick St. Andrews is a guy that I was told when these guys were hired, both these guys would be head coaches in probably 3 to 4 years.
And I think that's what we all wanted to fill out Chauncey's staff, because let's be real here. A lot of us, and I know you have a good relationship with Chauncey, and I don't want to make you say something you'll regret by any means, but myself included, I was pretty critical of Chauncey as a coach. And I love those hires coming in this year.
I do too.
Because if those are guys that are going to be future NBA head coaches, I want that room to be a brain nucleus.
It's the Nick Saban of it all.
Without a doubt.
Go get dudes on your bench.
Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin on my
and Dan Lanning,
Steve Sarkisian. Yeah. Like, that's a great spot to be. The future of college football.
You know what I mean?
What, like, did Terry Saban say? We don't want to ruin things for our kids.
For our baby
for
coaches,
our babies, and Kirby
and Lane.
Yeah.
And by the way, we ain't heard a number yet.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give you 20 mil.
Go look at Kirby Smart when he has Dan Lanning on his staff. You know what I mean? Like, when you've got guys in your room, like, those are guys you want to be around. Those are the guys you want to build up. You don't want to lose guys, but you want to lose guys because they're so damn good, right? And the Blazers, over the years, they have had a history of not paying the most for coaches. Think about the most successful coaches in the Trailblazers history outside of Dr. Jack. And even Dr. Jack was not one of those guys that was like, yeah, Terry Stotts, as successful as he was fired at multiple places, Milwaukee and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a quote-unquote retread. Adelman was a retread. Dunleavy was a retread. Like, these were not guys that were like, the cream of the crop, we're going to go get the guy.
Yeah, Stotts has had a lot more success as an assistant. He was with Carlisle in Dallas, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the one who
took down the Heat.
He was running the offense. Mm-hmm. And
He's a well-known offensive coordinator.
Yes, and he went to Milwaukee under Adrian Griffin, and Adrian Griffin screwed that pooch, and Terry said, deuces, I'm out.
Yeah. By the way,
that was a weird situation.
Apropos of nothing, in my old Chicago days, one of the other bartenders that I worked with was Terry Stotts' cousin.
There you go.
Shout out Bruce.
I high-fived the Terry Bear at the MLS Cup final that the Timbers lost. We were all excited, and I turned around and high-fived this, like, 6'9" dude, and I looked at him, and I was like, Coach! And he was like, yeah,
Tear Bear.
coincidentally enough, Tear Bear will be here tomorrow night. Dude. He is on the Golden State Warriors coaching staff.
Dude, you don't think that they're going to want press availability for Terry Stotts tomorrow?
And Terry's going to say, hell no. Because he's an assistant and doesn't have to do it.
Hell no. Ask me about Neil O'Shea questions.
I'm telling you right now, Raymond Ritter, who is one of the longest tenured and most well-respected PR guys in the business for the Golden State Warriors, he has been there for, I want to say, 37 years. Double R is saying, hell no, you can't get Terry.
Back to this Tiago Splitter thing. You know, we've been kind of talking all day about the possibility of, you know, Dundon coming in and cleaning house. Mm-hmm. We'll get to some more Dundon stuff in the fourth hour today, so we'll get more ownership questions in a little bit later.
This isn't the way
weird to say the fourth hour.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I am exhausted, Rusty.
Look, this isn't the way.
I am sober, I don't feel good, and I'm exhausted.
This isn't the way that Tiago wants to get the job.
No.
But it's his now. So what does he do with
it? It's your audition. And you know what? Even if Dundon is to come in and clean house, this is still a good working job interview. Most guys like Tiago Splitter don't get working job interviews like this.
And well, look, because and the thing is, they might, but they might get it for like 15, 16, 17 games.
Right,
not
when you fire
81.
A lame duck. Yeah, you fire a lame duck. But I mean, does this team have the prowess to keep a Tiago Splitter, you know, or the name I've heard since 6 a.m. this morning, Mike Malone?
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
About who the next
Mike
coach
Malone.
Is?
Mike Malone. I don't ever make you sing. Like, I get so sick and tired of any time a coach is fired somewhere else, a name that somebody knows. It doesn't matter what sport it is. That guy's a great guy. It's like...
Yeah, I am not interested in the Tom Thibodeaus of the world.
Is the other Jimmy Rogers still alive?
You can't have him. He's ours. We got both of them.
If
just
you
safe.
Are a head coach right now who's on the shelf, do you want to come into this?
Not now.
No.
Not now.
Tiago probably doesn't necessarily want to take this right now,
but
he does.
But that's probably why Tiago's the best guy for the
yes.
job.
Yes.
See, but the thing is, though, I think...
Because to Russ's point, it's an 81-game job interview.
It's an 81-game job interview, but also, if you are another head coach, I feel like maybe you do want to because you know that you are coming in and it is a clean slate. It is a fresh start.
I will tell you this. The team that played basketball last night, Tiago's got a good team.
Like, what's that?
Tiago's got a good team.
Yeah, he does have a good team.
And that's the thing is, like, if this didn't, let's just say for S's and G's, let's change this from Chauncey is wrapped up in this to Chauncey gets a DUI, which again, that's, not good.
No, that's what I thought I woke up to this morning.
But like, you're in the Blazers go, sorry, dog.
Yep.
You're gone.
Yep, that's a safe face.
That's a much different scenario and circumstance. Still not good, but you go, hey, man, it is what it is. Sorry. Dunn's like, I can't have that. He's got to go. Tiago comes in and takes over the job and shows you what he can do or can't do. This is a different space. But if you're talking about holistically this job, this personnel, this roster, where their salary cap is, the assets they have going forward, this is a job that a coach would want to have. Like, if you're looking at the Brooklyn Nets, you're going...
We talked about this yesterday leading up into the game last night about the lower portion of the NBA, whether it's in the East or the West. Mm-hmm. Portland is a nice little story. And then you watch last night's game and you're like, dude, this team is a guy away from making real noise.
Do you want to, if you
not playing noise, real noise.
Let's say coming into the season, the bottom 15 teams, do you want to coach this team or the Chicago Bulls?
Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, the Bulls won last night. Great win.
Blazers. Plus, you got draft picks that you could flip for a superstar trying to get out of somewhere.
You got assets.
The right fit.
You could continue to do things.
The right fit. Dude, is DeMar DeRozan available?
I mean,
but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, somebody like that.
Look at me wrong. I love DeMar, but let's...
You know, before, like, the Donovan Mitchell stuff, when he was, like, thinking about going to New York, is Donovan Mitchell available? Like, that's the stuff that would put this team in a really scary spot.
Yeah, you put an offensive dude into this team, and you're going, damn.
As the text line pointed out multiple times from multiple of you guys throughout this show today, this team 4 years ago with Damian Lillard making noise, making real noise.
Well, that's
noise.
The thing is, what does Dame look like when he comes back next year? And that's, if you're Tiago, you're looking at that team last year and you watched this team during practice and you understand basketball and you have championship equity because you played with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what good looks like.
Yep.
And if you're going, yeah, these circumstances here suck, but it's not that the cupboard's bare. It's not that I don't have dudes. Now, where is the buy-in? Where are guys' heads at? And I don't say that as like a negative. Like, every one of those players should be feeling a certain way right now. They have a relationship with CB.
Yep, and that's what I kind of want to get to next. Not just with the Blazers, but around the league. What do the Blazers look like around the league? Look, today has been all about aesthetics, all right? We don't know if Chauncey is guilty of this. These are all alleged crimes, and the due process will play out. I mean, evidence be damned. But that is where we are. How does the rest of the league look at this? And this is part of the Adam Silver situation about what he looks like. What are players in Chicago and Charlotte and Miami and like we talked earlier, the Golden State Warriors on their way to Portland? How do you react to this? And will we see any of that in the media? We'll do a lot of that when we come back. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the Hovey Arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is Closing Arguments. Normally, it would send us on our way for the day after this little quick seggy, but we are giving you one more bonus hour today of coverage due to the news of Chauncey Billups under arrest from the Federal Bureau of Investigation for an illegal gambling situation. So we will be your MCs from 1 to 2, Skipping Ducks Insider. That'll take you to Luke Anderson on the Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3, and then Primetime 3 to 7 to keep us all up to date on any new breaking news.
Speaking of, when Chauncey Billups is scheduled to be arraigned at 1:30.
1:30, so we will be here, and we'll see if we can't get any news on that. Sounds like you were just telling me in the break, Jason Quick, Sean Eichen are up on the scene there, so give those guys a follow. They do great work for the Blazers, as well as we're just trying to piece together as much information as we possibly can. Some thoughts from you, 503-864-6326. Most interim coaches take over a bad team or a team ready to tank. Splitter gets a good young Blazer team in game two. This is huge for Splitter. Couldn't agree more with you on that. And then I love this texter too. If Splitter's not the guy, this texter says, I'd want this job only if Tom Dundon is involved in my hiring. And I want to get to some Tom Dundon stuff in the 1 o'clock hour because you know, somebody was mentioned on the YouTube chat, like, I'd love to have a conversation with Chauncey Billups right now. And it's like, I don't really know if I want to have a conversation with Chauncey Billups. If I could choose anybody right now, I think I would choose Tom Dundon.
I mean, sure.
Jody. Ooh, Dundon. Is that controversial?
No, Dundon. Dundon. Yeah.
Jody, I'm not interested. You're on your way out. You've already disappeared. You're going to disappear when you leave anyway.
No matter which way this goes, it's going to Dundon's going to have a sign off one way or the other, whether Tiago gets the job permanently or he does his own coaching search.
What do you think the conversation going around the league is right now?
Holy crap.
Players, GMs, media.
Look, I have
just reached really quickly for the dumb button.
Yeah. For those that are wondering, I told Russ, you know, I even tweeted out earlier, I have never had a dumb button necessary for me on air. The number of times I've said WTF off air or in text messages today is the highest maybe it's ever been. I was like, be prepared, just because I'm still just floored by this. I have talked to 10-12 players today, and it's complete and utter shock. And it's current players that are here, some former players and other NBA players that I know. It's just everybody. I had the number of guys I had asked me, like, can you send me a link to like something that tells me exactly what's going on, because everybody's talking about this and I don't know what is what.
Yeah, we were kind of talking earlier about how there were some signs from some people. You know, we played that clip from that Matt Murky podcast. Do you think that we're in a situation where a lot of these players are just completely blindsided and not shock of him being caught and arrested by the FBI, but just complete? Because, dude, when I woke up this morning and I read this, I had no idea what was going on.
It's a multi-year investigation. Like, this
no
is not
idea
something
this is going on.
That just kind of materialized out of nowhere in the sense of, like, what they had. Now, we'll see what comes out of the indictment and the hearing and everything that kind of comes out of that. But it's just like, yeah, I mean, there are going to be some guys that have been participating in illicit behavior, as it were. And I'm not talking about, like, gambling on games. I'm sure those guys do exist. But there's probably some guys like, this ain't worth it. I think most guys won't say that, but there are some guys, you know, Calvin Ridley, when he gets caught up in the NFL, I'm sure there were some guys that went, this ain't worth it. Like, I don't want to deal with this. I think most guys will look at it and be like, can't happen to me, won't happen to me, I'm fine.
I think that's the best hope you have today for players' reactions, GMs, coaches' reactions around the league, that this is serious. And maybe that's how Silver and the NBA get off on this, that they needed someone to take a fall and show that when the FBI arrests you at 5:30 in the morning,
at your house,
at your home, you ain't even up yet.
Yeah.
You know, Tiago Splitter got kids. You know, what if it's like him? You know, I don't know if Chauncey has kids. They might be older and out of the house. But what if, you know, take me, for example. I got a 9, 10, 13-year-old. Cops bust into my house at 5:30 and arrest me, and it's the FBI?
Bro, I had it happen to me.
Like, what does that do?
I had it happen to me.
So I think you're hoping that that's the deterrent, that kind of... That's how you survive this, and that's the conversation of everybody around the league.
Bro, I came home from school and found my door knocked off the hinges because I had a family member arrested when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's not a fun thing to come home to, dog.
And you don't sell drugs, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Not a fun thing to come home to.
Yeah, and so I think that's your best case scenario if you're Adam Silver. You know, that players around the league, coaches around the league, GMs, front offices are starting to get... you know, addiction counselors in line, putting up, you know, words and notifications all over.
Oh, they're going up in every single locker room, buddy.
Starting to be proactive and showing people like Johns could go to jail for 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, and not cool jail.
Federal.
Like federal prison.
Yeah, because the wire fraud, that's cross state lines that becomes federal case, and that's federal prison. Like, Jontay Porter is in federal prison.
And you're going to the state of New York.
Yeah,
I don't think their federal prisons are real nice over there.
He's getting arraigned here, and then he's going to go to Brooklyn.
And for those of you asking, what do we expect to hear at the arraignment? Just the full litany of charges. They'll just read through it all. I think Ben Golliver helped us cover that in the, when was that? 4 days ago? 2 days ago? I'm kidding. That was in the 10 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that.
10:45 segment.
Thanks, buddy. If you missed any of that, go check out the podcast. That's up already. You can rewind on YouTube as well. When we come back, let's get into some Tom Dundon questions, okay? Where you go if you're him? Walking into this next season, there's a bonus hour of the firm of Harrison Morang on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.